Hey, it's Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station. Could it be time to bail out on bachelor and bachelorette parties? New survey says most people actually think they're kind of pointless at this point. And as far as the attendees go, people hate even going to them unless they're for their closest friends, maybe. But even then, they would prefer that it's like a dinner or a night out, maybe just a couple of drinks, as opposed to, you know, we were just talking not too long ago how people love doing the Vegas thing, whatever.
Yeah.
People hate going to stuff like that now, according to this new survey. Do you think it's time for bachelor, bachelorette parties to go away, maybe get changed, retooled in some way? Do you still like them, or are you kind of over them?
I like them, and I think that they are fun, and they're great to go to if they're local. You know what I mean? So if they're somewhere that you can just, you know, go for drinks and go out, get a party bus somewhere in town, for sure. But this is where I have an issue, is when, and I'm somebody who did this, because I had my bachelorette party in Banff, Canada.
Yeah.
So I had a destination bachelorette party. But those are the reasons why I feel like those kinds should be canceled, because they get to be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a bridesmaid in a wedding and you decide to do a girls' weekend in Vegas or a girls' weekend in Nashville, somewhere like that, you're going to have to not only buy your dress for the wedding, probably pay a lot of money on a gift, do all these kinds of things for the wedding itself. Then you're going to have to spend probably around $1,000 to go on a trip for this person's bachelorette party. So it just gets to be really expensive. So I think we should ex-nay any of the travel bachelorette parties and just like have them locally, or do like a co-ed one where people don't have to spend a ton of money to go anywhere.
Well, and people are getting married maybe a little older, too, so more of your friends are going to be married and have kids themselves, and like, it's hard to get away and just randomly decide, oh, I'm going to travel for the next 3-4 days to just get wasted with so-and-so because they're getting married.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's like kind of one of those things, too, where you think that, okay, as we get older, yeah, we can afford it. We can go somewhere. We can go have fun. But people have expenses. People have things they need to pay for. You know, I don't want to have to pay $1,000 to go to a bachelorette party when I'm like, oh gosh, I really got to save for this kid's college. Like, the
true.
Priorities.
Pretty true. And it gets to be a chore, too. Sometimes just it's a chore. Like, I'm good for a dinner. And I didn't even do like, got everybody together for my thing. Granted, we got married in Vegas, so I kind of feel like the whole wedding was like a bachelorette party in a way. But, you know, even if we didn't, I still don't think I'd even done one. It's just pain.
And I mean, isn't it, you know, it's kind of difficult. I like, especially for guys, they like to have the dancers at the parties and stuff like that. And I know this year it's been tricky to get some quality ones. So you're just really paying for these, you know, dusty gals to come, and you're just not enjoying life.
Yeah, nobody wants a dancer with a face mask on. Come on. And you can't be socially distanced.
Yeah.
To get old lappy lap. It doesn't work that way, Jamie. Do you think it's time for bachelor, bachelorette parties to go?
I think they're kind of cheesy, but so many people, you know, want to have that experience. So I don't really think it's a big deal, but they are kind of, I don't know, dirty. It's like the whole stereotype of strippers or going to the strip club or whatever. It's sort of outdated. I feel like most bachelor parties or bachelorette parties, they're doing more unique like trips and stuff, which I think is cooler.
So the very cliche bachelor party you're not a fan of. Gotcha. Do you think it's time for them to go away entirely? Maybe just get retooled in some way? If so, how would you change them? 237, it's text 35270, Twitter, Snapchat, at @194playhouse. Bachelor, bachelorette parties. Is their time in the sun over? Is it time for them to go away? Shawn Mendes, Camila. Bachelor, bachelorette parties. Time for them to go. More and more people saying, yeah, time to just get rid of them or retool in some way. Y94, the Playhouse in the Morning. What are we seeing for texts on bachelor, bachelorette parties?
Somebody said, I think that if you do something like a trip, you should invite just a few girlfriends and do something a little bit smaller. It is a lot to expect people to pay for something like that. Someone say, I think get rid of them. The whole premise of them and what's supposed to be your last hurrah is kind of a joke. I think that most people don't do that anymore, and it's better to maybe just do something joint as a group, if anything at all. Someone else said, just keep them simple and somewhat local to where you are located. One guy said that I went on a bachelor party a few weeks ago, and it was the best time ever. No, do not get rid of them. I can't wait till I'm able to have mine. It's going to be wild.
And bachelor, bachelorette parties, get rid of them, keep them, change them in some way.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a lot of people think of them as like a last hoorah, I guess, you know, while of singlehood. But you're not really single, right? I mean, you've been dating the person that you're marrying, hopefully, for a while. So what, I guess I'm of the same vein. I don't see the point in having a night where you could potentially, you know, fall into a trap almost. And a lot of people do. So to me, it's just like, all right, if you so easily are able to cheat on your spouse, maybe you shouldn't have be getting married tomorrow anyway. And I think that, you know, if it's just about spending time with your guys or your girls, then make it more of like a girls' night out or a guys' night out and not necessarily about strippers or something to that effect. I mean, you can still have fun without doing those things. So sure, I think they should definitely be retooled to something more of like a hangout session.
What I kind of am hearing, and I don't think it was even intentionally said, but people in the Playhouse family seem pro bachelor, bachelorette party, but not pro the stereotypical one. I think everybody kind of seems to think like, sure, let's go have a dinner and some drinks and hang out for 2-3 hours. But the whole, like, you know, the kind of like you said, like the greased up, lubed up people that have come and they're throwing their clothes around the room, that seems to be, we seem to not like that anymore.
I just think it, so when my husband and I got married, his bachelor party, they went to like a dance club and stuff. But like his friends got him made a ball and chain and that made him wear it for the entire night. Just like things like that. Like
cliche.
Yeah, like the cliche sort of like negative assumption of a marriage. Those things I thought was kind of tacky. And I'm like, let's just like get rid of those stuff.
Well, you know, let's go have a dinner and some drinks, but let's not make it seem like we're saying goodbye to you. It's not your funeral, for God's sake.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that's what some people treat it as. Or, hey, you know, like, let's get all this wild craziness out of you now because we're going to be married and you can't do any of this stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a weird assumption to make.
Yeah. I'm good for a burrito and a beer, though.
Yeah.
Though I'm good for that literally every day, I suppose. So before 7 o'clock, Craigslist, The Price is Right, Stupid Stories. Also, this is going to surprise you, I'm sure, but if you want to be a happier person and be a little less stressed, gosh, just take a vacation. Somebody actually got paid to research this, and guess what? People like vacations. Who knew?
When I think of summer, I think of loud music, short shorts, bikinis, pool, sneaking some drinks, no school, sleeping in.
Summer sounds better on Y94.